The following podcast has the explicit tag. It may contain mature language, situations and violence, and graphic descriptions. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to A Tale of Blood and Stone, a Shadow of the Demon Lord actual play. Starring Danny Neary as Eva, a Cambion desperate to escape her ancestry's fate. With Michael Waldschlager II as Four, a centaur-shaped clockwork whose pure heart is leading his quest to find his lost brothers. Also starring Chris Berlew as Tyrell, a human whose frail body is fueled by his lust for power. And guiding us through all the corruption and insanity, our Game Master, John Neary.
And then he walked right past her. He didn't even notice it. No, it's you again. Come back for more, eh? Well, if you've got the coin, I've got the time. Where do we leave off? Oh yeah, the Crusaders' teleporter mages. Strange experiments with relics they are. Messing with some bad magic there, I'd say. Anyway, I'm not sure what they were expecting when they arrived in Iska, but as you'll see, the situation escalated pretty quickly, and stays that way for quite some time, in fact. No rest for the wicked, am I right? Well, anyway, they arrived at the teleporter.
So, allow me to remind you of some things. You've gone through the portal. The Cult of the New God keeps individuals in the basement of their churches who are enhanced in a questionable way, where they are stitched together and there are these glowing objects that can be seen coming through the open wounds and stitches that are all over their bodies, and they're able to cast an extremely powerful teleportation spell as a result. You took this teleportation spell from, I'm blanking on his name, but it's fine, you probably won't see him ever again. Oh, maybe you will. To Esker. You found out that Esker was under attack, and something indescribable. It was just gibberish what the woman was saying. But as you come through the portal, you see it immediately. It is surrounded by the debris of several houses, buildings, whatever they were, they are no more. The first thing you notice is the extremely distended and bulbous abdomen. It is just it looks like a large bag of flesh. It towers over you. It's got these beefy, cankly legs that are just underneath it, just stout, and it's just very slowly. Every time it picks it up and puts it down, you can sort of feel the earth shake. At the top, there's an opening, and there is this fleshy flap that keeps flapping back and opening up this hole that is almost the same size as the rest of it, just going all the way down. So there's a tube going down to this bulbous bottom abdomen thing. Protruding from behind this is a large viney whip thing. It is super long, and as you come through this portal and come to see this, it whips it around and it takes out another building, scoops up five people, brings them up into the air, and drops them into this open hole on the top of its body. It's at this point that you just hear screaming, terror, everything around you. Then you start to notice the little incisions, there's cuts and openings all over this distended belly. There are hands coming out. There's this pussy orange and white liquid that keeps spurting out of these things. And then as your kind of vision sort of takes in the whole scene, you're also seeing Crusaders who have joined the fight with the townspeople to try to take this thing down. So I need two rolls to start off. I need a will challenge roll with one bane, and then we'll do the next one.
Shit. How do we do this?
It is a d20, okay. And you add your will modifier, and then you roll a d6, and you subtract that number from that roll.
Okay.
And you're trying to beat a 10. Always with challenge rolls, you are trying to beat a 10.
I got a 10.
You're fine.
Got a 3.
A 3?
3.
You gain an insanity, and you are now frightened for... How much insanity do you have after you add one?
I have 4 now.
Okay, so for 4 rounds, we'll go with for now.
That's going to hurt.
You have 4 insanity.
Actually, it's 4 minutes. I'm sorry. Excuse me?
You have 4 insanity or 4 corruption?
4 insanity.
Ooh.
I have 4 corruption, too.
Ooh.
Not starting so good.
Hmm.
There's a lot of corruption and a lot of insanity.
I also have a pencil that doesn't work.
What's the modifier on a 9? Nothing?
Actually, it's a -1.
Okay.
And the D6 will subtract from that as well.
Oh, yikes. 9.
Yes. So you, too, gain an insanity and are frightened for its rounds, I believe. So what is your new insanity total?
1.
Okay. So you are frightened for 1 round. Danny, you're frightened for 4 rounds. Just try to keep track of that, because that you have to... All that means is that you have a bane on everything for 4 rounds.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay. Next roll I would like is a perception roll. D20, use your perception.
Do I have a bane on this?
Don't forget anybody use a... Yes, you do. You'll get the bane for being afraid.
What do we add? Oh, perception. Okay.
Yep. Which is basically just your intellect.
16.
9.
Perfect. 4. Maybe in your fear, you need to look away from this thing for a moment. You start to notice that deeper into Esker, there are these strange, very pale, emaciated figures lumbering through the town. They're about the size of a human being, but they are sickly looking. They're lumbering through the town, reaching out, trying to grab folk. You would probably even see one get their spindly arms on someone, and a large proboscis tongue shoots out of their mouth and just impales itself into the human, and then starts to... And because you noticed this, I'm sorry, I need a will challenge roll.
All right.
Starting off with rolls.
That's all right.
And we have to do a retcon in a second.
Please retcon.
Oh, shit, 19...
And you'll get the bane. You have the bane for being afraid, yep. And yeah,
16.
Okay, you're fine. What's the retcon?
I gained corruption less than a minute ago, so I make every attack roll and challenge roll with a boon.
You gained corruption.
Yes,
you didn't gain corruption.
I gained corruption when that pregnant woman just hit the portal.
And she attacked the pregnant woman.
Okay. Oh, please read that. Read that off for us.
I'm a Cambion, I have Revel in Darkness. For 1 minute after you gain corruption, you make attacks rolls and challenge rolls with 1 boon.
All right. Okay. All right. Yeah. For 1 minute?
Yes.
Okay. We're good. We'll go with it.
Okay. I'm so trying for to one stretch it. I think we ran right through that portal.
No. Yeah, you did. You're absolutely right. So for 1 minute, you have a boon to all that stuff. So your bane cancels that out.
Okay.
So you're at a pure, you're at a d20 with your modifier now. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. For at least for 4 rounds, and then it's back to a bane, back to a boon, excuse me, because this will be a moment. Okay. So we have this being. 4 has noticed these crazy creatures off to the side. Toil and Eva, you are pretty fixated on this thing, and there are lots of people running around. There is chaos everywhere. You see that there are some other soldiers, crusader types, that are trying to move large, like ballista type things into place to try to attack this thing. And really, now there isn't normally this large amount of force from the crusaders in this town, but they appear to have been prepared for something, and they're here using the weapons that they brought against this very large thing that is just looks like it's attempting to destroy the town and swallow everybody into this grotesque underbelly of this. So,
I have a question.
What do we want to do?
It is actually rather very... how do you regain sanity? Because some of my skills are centered around losing sanity.
One of your skills is centered around losing sanity? What one's that? What does that do?
Mad recovery. So I can use a triggered action to heal damage equal to my healing rate and gain an insanity. And if you do not go mad from it, you make attack rolls and challenge rolls with 1 boon instead of becoming frightened.
So... There are things that will lower your insanity, but you can't. There's nothing you can do to lower it.
Okay.
Until you go mad.
Okay.
Once you go mad, we deal with a whole other thing. But after you're done going mad, you roll a d6 and you subtract that from your insanity.
Sorry to interrupt.
So it could turn into a pretty vicious cycle. But another way to get rid of insanity are things called quirks, where you can voluntarily take on things that your character is now afflicted with that don't necessarily do anything mechanically, but socially could you know, like you have like weird tics, you know, so you can voluntarily do that to yourself and get that. Does everybody have fortune written down in their sheets?
Yes.
Because we can throw yourself. Okay. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. I think I gave you guys all one. All right. So that's the scene ahead of you. There's pretty much nothing but kind of it would be roughish terrain. Just charge straight at this thing because there's a lot of debris and there's quite a few dead bodies.
Four is kind of, anyone looking at Four would see him stopped dead almost as if his key ran down. He's having, the best I could say is almost something like deja vu in regards to this fear that he's feeling. He's familiar with it in some long distant way in his mind. There's something, a small, like a finger, like touching a center in the back of his mind that's making this, it's causing him to feel like he's frozen in his tracks. But he can't comprehend it very well. He's not sure what it is, but he is getting this very visceral feeling that he should not be here.
Terrell, currently, he is looking at Eva and seeing that she's frightened, puts a hand on her shoulder. Remember, whatever it takes, we will defeat this, but I think we need to move out of this area.
We don't fight it now?
No, we are not powerful enough for that. We will have to gain power somewhere else. But for now, I think our bigger problem will be getting Four to go with us. He seems to like to rush headlong into danger.
Four breaks his stance briefly, turns toward the two of you and says, as we move into town, careful, there are things. They look human, but stretched and pale. And they appear to be attacking the townspeople. We should assist.
I agree that we should help them with these smaller beings. But the large demon is far beyond what we can do right now. Maybe if we move into town, we can find a way to defeat it.
Perhaps. I will go first.
Yes, lead the way. Protect us.
One moment before we leave. And Terrell reaches into his side satchel and he pulls out that book that he's got and he opens it up and he just simply says the words Kandala Adar Masmayet. And around him, Four and Eva see a small glow form around him for just a second, and then they see that glow kind of sink into his skin. I just cast Arcane Armor. Because I don't want to get hit.
What does that do?
Arcane Armor. It will give me a +2 to my defenses as long as I'm not wearing armor. And things like normal precipitation, light wind, normal cold and heat don't affect me. But I still take damage from cold or heat attacks. And that'll last for 4 hours.
Cool. Awesome. All right. What do we do? Are we going to try to get around what this thing is doing and get into town, or are we going to, that you guys are decided on that? There's a lot of battle going on with it. The Crusaders have a lot of, yeah.
I believe the group is moving into the town and trying to avoid this massive beast.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. You begin to move into the town and you see that there is probably a little bit even more chaos going on in the streets of Esker than there are just on the outskirts of it with this large being. In front of you, there are 4 or 5 people who are running away from from 3 of these things. And they're just lumbering and grabbing, and one of them actually grabs a woman and yanks her to the ground, and it has its arms all over her. And we can hop into actions if you guys would like to try to intervene here. There are 3 of these things in front of you. They are very white and skeletal. Now that you're up close, their bellies are pretty distended as well. There's like a reddish, like it's very thin skin and a reddish kind of like aura, not aura, but, you know, coloration to it. And they're making this, and the tongue shoots out.
Four would try to cut a swath in front of him with his attached sword, primarily at the one that has the woman on the ground.
All right, go ahead and give me a roll, a tacky poo.
Okay, what? It's 13 plus my strength bonus.
Yep, it'll be your strength. Yeah.
Okay, so 15. And the weapon isn't doesn't have any bonuses.
No, the weapon just does the damage. Okay. Now, did you put a bane on that?
I did not put a bane on that. Okay. And that is a 1.
Yeah, so it was just for one round, so that's okay. We'll call this.
Well,
the
no,
round.
Yeah, so that's going to be minus 1. So 15, 14.
No, still hits. All right, you. Oh, what did it hit that page up? Got it. Beautiful. All right, you hit it, definitely.
And
give me some damage.
Well, I believe we said the sword did 2d6 or 3d6?
It does, yeah, it does 2d6. Okay. Unless you, and I don't know, if, because you're a novice path now, do you have something that gives you an extra d6?
I'm looking real quick.
Or is it, because if you actually had you may have had a boon to this roll too, actually. Which wouldn't matter, you're going to hit it regardless. But
yeah, I do, I attack with one boon, so.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, your novice paths are going to do something for you that will help in situations like this.
So that's 8 total, 8 damage.
Nice. All right. You step up and you slam your sword into the back of it. It kind of screeches out and it lets go. It reels its tongue back into its mouth and turns on you and sort of looks up at you. And there's like a pause and you see that there's really no features in its face. There's like this, there's these two eye slits. And then there's this one like vacant area where you, the nose would be, but you do see vague human features. This used to be a human. Who wants to do something next?
Go ahead. Terrell's waiting. He's looking around. He's making sure nothing else comes in yet.
I'm just realizing how limited spells I have. shit. I guess I will say a little evocation there and cast Black Tongue. Eva is gonna, and it lasts a minute and it says, for the duration, you make intellect and will attack rolls with one boon against demons, devils, spirits, and undead. And I can just hope that they're one of the above.
They are definitely undead. Cool. All right, so you've got a boon going forward on any rolls against these things. Nice. What's that spell called?
Black Tongue. It is a spell of shadow.
Ooh, nice.
I imagine as she speaks the words to this, like fucking black tar, like stuff starts coming out of her mouth.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, it does.
Ick.
That surprises you. Would that surprise you?
First time for it. Just feel the words brewing.
Yes. There's a roiling in your throat. Yes. Come up with some demonic sayings. I love it. Terrell!
So Terrell has that book in his hand. He looks up and points a finger at the nearest one and just says, Shahir Anak. And I'm casting Magic Dart.
Nice.
Magic Dart hits one target for 1d3 plus 1 damage, provided there is an unobstructed path. So I hit him for 4 points of damage.
All right, it just hits, right?
Correct.
All right, perfect. 4. You said 4, sorry?
Yes.
Now, specifically, you weren't going after the one that is engaging 4, correct?
No, I was going for one.
Different one?
That was...
All right, awesome.
Yeah. One that looked like it was probably heading towards us, if possible.
Oh, yeah, they've all sort of wheeled and are starting to sort of lumber towards you. All right, so these things are going to go now. So the Torel is coming after you, the one that you just hit, and it is lumbering, and it's going to take a swipe at you with these... with these vicious claws. They've got blood all over them, and there's some, like, skin hanging off of them. Well, that's not going to do it. Rolled a 1, so that's not going to do it.
Hooray!
So, he misses you. 4, the one that's on you, comes after you big time. 12 doesn't hit your AC, does it?
It does. My defense is only an 11.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right, you take 4 points of damage as it sweeps out with its claws, and it is definitely trying to take hold of you. All right, and we're just going to do... 10 doesn't hit your defense, does it?
It does.
It does, huh? 4 points of damage for you as well, please. All right, so they've pretty much locked onto you guys, and they're trying... You see inside of their mouths start to open them, and their jaw sort of unhinges a little bit, and this very large snake-like tongue is sort of, you know, rolling around in there and jutting out now and again, trying to grab hold of you. So that's them. We're going to the next round. Your bane is gone from fear 4, so you're all set. I think you still got one hanging around, Danny. So what do you guys want to do? You save one, like one of these guys have gotten away, the one that they had him sort of like held down. But still, the chaos goes around, the fire is broken out off to the side in one of the buildings, and there's more of these things, but these three are right in front of you right now.
I'm going to continue to attack the one that's facing 4, so 20 total.
20 total will hit, absolutely.
9 points.
Ooh, so close. Oh, you do a lot of damage to it. It's still up, but this is a crippling strike. It is extremely injured. What does it look like? What do you do to it? Because it's on its last legs, but it'll still get another shot.
I would like to think that he swings the blade, and in his swing, he turns his arm slightly and ends up hitting the beast with not the blade, but the flat of the blade. And you can hear the sound of bone crunching as this blade just kind of flattens this thing almost to the ground. And it kind of wavers back up on its legs for one last strike.
Nice. All right, Eva or Torel?
Eva is going to look at Torel as a tear rolls down her cheek and says, "Whatever it takes," as she has a flashback of these claws attacking a pregnant woman, and she calls on the same power again to attack the creature in front of her. And the tears start streaming down. So she's going to cast it, but I have the boon from the black tongue here. So it has to make an... It's going to be an intellect attacks roll against the target's agility.
Okay, so all you have to beat is an 8.
Okay, so I have a +2 from my intellect and... I beat an 8 easy.
Okay, you do it. What does it do?
Okay, it's going to take 1d3 plus my corruption level and damage.
And this is the one that's on 4, or the one that's right in front of
the
you?
The one that just attacked me.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Yeah, we're totally being selfish.
No.
No, so 2 plus 4 for 6 points of damage as these black claws come and start raking against it. And Eva has tears rolling down her eyes.
Does it immobilize them at all, or is it just damage?
No, if I rolled a 20, it would.
Okay, cool.
But I did not.
All right, yeah.
She kind of looks back at Terrell for approval.
And Terrell looks right at her. Yes, whatever it takes. And then he has his staff in his hand as he's looking at her, and he is swinging it at the one that's in front of him. Ooh, that's a 16.
That hits.
Big numbers. For 2 points of damage.
2, awesome.
Yeah, I asked for big numbers and didn't get them.
Yep, each one on you is generally pretty healthy, so we're going to start our attacks. Again, these things are trying to get hold of you, but they so desperately just want to give you a hug. Oh, that is perfect. 4. Oh, God, a 26. I love this.
That's definitely going to hit.
Yeah, that's going to hit, and that's going to trigger something, which I love. Okay, so you're going to take 7 points of damage. And he gets a hold of you, just gripping you with his claws and locking himself in. And his face, although you're a lot taller than him, than this thing, its face starts to, like, you know, like mold and bones in its jaw crack, and its tongue is getting ready to, it will get ready to strike. And we will move on to the one that's attacking Terrell. Dang. 7 doesn't hit you.
No, sir.
Oh, you're able to dodge out of the way. Oh, 20 on the nose. Oh, Eva, 20.
Like a natty 20?
Well, that doesn't. There's none of that in Shadow, but these things have something that triggers on 20 plus. They get to grab you. So you take 4 points of damage, and it sticks its claws around your back and grabs hold of your bone wings, and you feel it just grip them, and like just the pressure on you is immense. And the same sort of thing happens where you see the jaw crack open, and the roiling snaky tongue is just spinning with anticipation inside of its mouth.
Is this a triggered question now for the mad recovery? It says a triggered action. How does that work?
So when it, if you have something that says triggered action,
yes,
it means you can do it as your triggered action. You get one triggered action per round.
Okay.
So you can do that as a triggered action during your turn at any time.
Okay. So I can't, the triggered action can't be taking damage. Okay. Nope, that's fine.
It would specify if, like, as a triggered action when you take damage. Is that what the wording says?
No.
Okay. All right, cool. Yeah, it would be very specific about when you can trigger it, but if it doesn't mention anything specific, you can just do it on your turn.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah, absolutely. All right.
I think we nailed everybody there. I'm pretty happy about how that worked out. So, that's their turns. Back to you guys. Four and Eva, pretty dire situation.
Well, Four is going to do the same thing he did last time one of these things attached itself to him and try and slide the blade up and shimmy himself free.
Perfect. All right, do me some attack roll.
All right, that is a 14.
Yep, you hit.
All right.
And you're rolling 2d6, right? Actually, you could roll two ones.
That's 4 points.
All right. No, he is dead. You have killed it. Describe to me how you free yourself and destroy this thing for us.
See, since the flat of the blade seemed to work so well last time, as the thing is opening its maw and trying to eject its tongue, Four just takes the flat of the blade and just starts slamming it against the side of this thing, pounding it and pounding it and pounding it down until it's literally pulled off of his torso and just kind of a paste.
You feel it tugging on your innards, on your inner workings. Servos? I don't know what you're made of. And it releases and its hands drop down to the side and just crumples into this, you know, fetal, like, you know, bone sack. And its tongue just sort of unfolds and it's about, like, 3 feet long.
Eva looks at Terrell and says, "Go, trust me."
Oh, shit.
Terrell's waiting to see what you do.
So, her face turns very stoic as she casts a spell that has, or casts a gift from the demon lord, which she has never spoken before. And she says, "Alagano demonas explosa vala," and she casts hateful defecation on the creature that is right in front of her. And with a boon from the last thing there, I roll the 13, and it says the target's gut twists and rumble noisily. If the target's 10 health is 10 or less, it dies instantly, with streams of blood and feces gushing from all of its orifices. Has a 10 or higher health, John?
Oh, yeah. It's fine.
All right. So Onyx has to make a intellect attack roll against the target's strength, which already did that, and it passed it. Yep, it takes 1d6 plus 2 damage and becomes dazed for one round as its guts violently and spectacularly expel their contents. And then I'll save what happens if it dies for later.
So it still has hold of you, but it is just, it is shivering as it's just shitting and just, it's just, this puddle forms on the ground.
All over me.
Horrendous material. And it isn't shit. It's like blood and there's some of that similar like orangey pussy stuff. And you see the stomach, this distended stomach sort of like shift and then kind of like depress. And it's ugh, blah, you know.
Gross. And then I'm gonna use my triggered action to do a mad recovery, where I gain an insanity, gain my health rate back to my health, and the next time I make an attack roll, it'll be with a boon. Or we'll see.
Keep stacking. All right. Keep stacking that sanity. Just keep it up.
Terrell, he moves over next to Eva, puts his hands on her shoulders, and just looks at her and says, "Never. We will do what it takes to succeed." And then he just says, "Silin sentu kawaten." And you're going to heal damage equal to half your healing rate as he casts minor healing.
Hot damn.
Now, if I could just interject on this, you're engaged with this one of these things.
I was hoping you wouldn't catch that part.
Yeah, so this is sort of an aside. I don't want to do this. I don't. This would technically be a disengage action, which takes your action.
Oh, okay.
Now, I don't want to do that, but if we're doing, like, I like the fact that you went over and healed her, but we can do this. We can say that you take the disengage action, then you can do that healing thing next round, or you can take a hit from this thing.
He'd take the hit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, hopefully he doesn't.
I like it.
Get hit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, against you, this one's been rolling like shit. Oh, but no.
Yeah. Here comes the 37,000.
No, this shit's an 18, so he doesn't grab you, but he does put some damage on you. 7 points of damage.
He's trying to put it on you.
As you,
what? He's trying to put it on him.
Yeah. Trying to get that tongue all up in there. Slashes at you. Are you still up?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right. Those are my guys. I got one dead on four. Four is up. We've got... Four is still up. Four is free from this thing. The one that's on Eva is dazed. It's just sort of like constantly just... and just shitting. And then, yeah, you escaped the engagement with the one that was on you, Terrell, but it did get a swipe in. Just raked across your back. Who wants to go?
Four will turn to Eva's beast and try and grab it with his free hand and just yank it straight off of her.
Okay. We want to call that you're trying to grab
yes.
it. We'll call that like a strength against its agility. Actually, it's dazed. It just fails. You're able to do this.
Okay, great.
So you grab it and you're looking to yank it off mm-hmm. of her. All right. So it would do a thing and it would fail automatically and then blah, 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 blah.
And I don't fail at hitting it. I don't believe.
Yeah,
it would fail.
You'd be going again. Yeah, yeah. So you're good. So you grab it and you're able to yank it off her.
I think that you hear this really sickly, like, sucking noise as it, like, a, like as you pull it off, because it probably shit itself all over me. And there's, like, you know, there's got to be that liquid, like, I don't know.
At the very least, it's all over your legs. Just from splashback. I mean, you know how splashback is.
Luckily, yeah. Four can be sprayed down in any convenient stall.
Just walk him into the nearest stream.
Yeah, it comes right off.
So, and I will use my triggered action this turn to heal for half my rate.
Love it. Heals your half.
Wait,
your
sorry.
Rate?
Heal damage equal to my rate.
Yes.
I'm going to use it this time, and I can't use it again until after I rest.
Yeah, and I think that's true for you too, Eva. I believe it's those abilities usually will recharge after a rest.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so you do it. It happens.
There's the sound of like some... There's a screeching noise of like metal plating almost folding itself back into place.
Yes. Nice. Oh,
that's
ooh,
cool.
I like that. All right, who next?
Eva is going to grab her ceremonial dagger there and take a slash at the one that is harassing Terrell.
You don't want to do an ability that makes you gain insanity?
That makes you what?
Gain insanity or do something that you have to give yourself some damage?
More fucking corruption? No, thank you.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
is
yeah.
going downhill
no?
so fast.
That's cool. No,
is that a game by Monty cool. Cook? No, thank you, corruption?
I like a little bit of it, but we're getting into bad territory here.
I'm sort of happy that at least in the beginning here, we're able to sort of set a tone for what an easy combat is like.
Yeah.
Easy.
All right, I'm going to go take a stab. I actually don't have any stats about this dagger.
What do you mean stats about the dagger?
I just don't know.
Is it a special dagger?
No, I just don't even know how much damage a dagger does, because I'm not a prepared
oh,
1d3. Player.
Okay. It's a d3. No, you're fine.
That's exactly what my book says.
All right.
That Danny's not a prepared player.
No, yeah. Yes, that's...
Okay. That would be strength, too.
Page 76 here.
I think they gave that thing the finesse property, so you can use your agility or strength, whatever's higher.
Yeah, they're both zero.
Perfect.
But I rolled an 11.
That's cool. What did you
oh,
got?
Wait,
do you,
wait.
Have a, you have a you have a bane,
no,
right?
No, but actually,
you
have
like
I have a boon.
Banes?
Actually, no, I have a boon, too. I have double
cool.
boons.
Yeah, no, you
oh,
have,
with a 6, fine. But it still yeah. doesn't put me over the thing. Oh, so
well,
now it's a 17.
Wait a minute. You're attacking the one that just got pulled off of
no.
you, right?
No, she's attacking the one that's that was attacking Terrell.
I should pay attention.
And I got a 17 with my double boon. Or my boon. I only rolled it once. I got a 6, so I'll take it.
Don't add the boons together.
No, I rolled a 6.
Just the highest.
Yes, rolled a 6.
All right, cool.
Okay.
Oh, you did. You hit it. You hit it.
For 1d3?
That's great. 1d3.
2 points.
Yeah, I think it's just 1d3. The one on toy.
Yes.
Okay, well, still up. It wants to grab you. It wants to eat you. It wants to love you. It wants to give you a tongue bath. All right, Tyrell.
Sorry, the tongue bath is just disturbing.
Bathe you in its 3-foot-long snake tongue.
You're killing me. Tyrell turns and looks at the one that just hit him, and he's got just this disgusted, kind of pissed off look on his face, and he just looks at it and just says, Est Shurn Eka. And I'm casting Hex, so one creature within short range that I can see. I make an intellect roll versus his will. So that is an 18.
That does hit.
Okay. He is impaired. And then I make any attacks against him with one boon. And this will last 1 minute or until the target takes damage. I'm mostly just trying to make it more difficult for him to hit us.
Yeah, definitely. Impaired will put a bane on all of his things, which is very nice. All right.
Then Tyrell will just move over kind of next to 4 and try to kind of motion Eva to kind of move back behind 4.
Ooh. All right, awesome. These things, there's only 2 of them left. They're both hurting units, but they're still going. So we're all behind 4 now. Is that what I'm guessing?
Yes.
Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
All right, 4.
Shields are made of metal.
10. That misses you?
That 4? Does miss me.
How about an 11?
That is equal.
All right, take yourself 4 points of damage as it slices into your precious metals. That's all they got.
The one that was grappled?
That you, yes.
Was he able to attack from the grapple?
No, you know what? You're right. He was dazed. He can attack from a grapple, but he was dazed anyway. So I should not have made that first roll.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter.
You still take the damage, but the other one, yeah, missed. So we're good. Ugh, sorry.
Oh, good.
But now he is not dazed anymore. Ha ha ha. And now he starts to, his arms are thrashing at you.
Since I already have him in hand, 4 will then just kind of take a knee and in that hand, just smash that hand into the ground.
Oh boy. Nice.
So that's right, yeah. I think it's just a regular, a melee attack.
Yeah, it'll be your strength. Okay.
All right, that is going to be 12. And hold on, I have 13.
Oh, that definitely hits. So what we'll do is we'll roll a d6.
Okay.
We'll call it you making it fall into the ground.
That's 4 points on a d6.
All right, so here's what we'll say. He's still alive. He's very, 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 very hurt. But you have it pinned on the ground, unless you don't want to pin it to the ground.
Oh, no, it can be pinned to the ground. That's fine.
Beautiful. Okay. Totally pinned to the ground. All right, you guys want to do anything to mop this up? They're still up, and they're going to keep trying to tongue bath you.
Eva will take another stab at the dag with her dagger there. For 15.
Yep.
Okay. 4. Ooh, 3 points of damage.
Ooh. This is the one that's up or the one that's down?
Up.
Okay. All right, Tyrell. We're still going. We want you. We want you badly.
4 has taken some damage, haven't you?
Yes. Very much so.
Okay. Since Tyrell's already next to 4, he places a hand on 4 and just says, Selin Sentu Kiwetan. And cast minor healing on him as well.
And that's half my healing rate?
Yep, half your healing rate. And then Tyrell, as he's casting, kind of leans against 4 and just kind of struggling to speak, says, I can't do that again. Finish them quickly.
4.
Are we back to us? The creatures don't go?
They're going now. I'm sorry. I was saying 4, prepare your loins.
Oh, okay. Here I come sorry, again. I thought you were asking me to do something.
Oh, you know what? He has a damn... Oh, he's impaired. He has 1. That cancels out one of his boons, so he still does. All right, I got a 20. Here we go, right, baby. Take 4 points of damage, and he's able to once again intertwine his arms. Oh, this is a different one. His arms, a very familiar sensation for you. The spindly arms go in, and he locks into some of your, you know, mechanical bits, and he has you. Ooh, and that tongue. Oh, the tongue. And then the one that's on the ground is lashing out to try and, you know. Oh my god, this is amazing. That's a 20. No, it's not. It's a 23.
Fucking great.
So that one grabs you too. This is, oh man, I am. Oh, it's only 2 points of damage though.
Eva and Terrell standing near so closely to Four, you can actually hear his internal mechanisms shut down and he freezes solid.
Okay.
Well, oh, fuck.
Nice. The key. You probably noticed the key stopped turning. But, I mean, you still got that thing pinned. It's not getting up. But they both of these things are locked into Four, and the tongue is beginning, the tongues are starting to uncoil. So that was them. Now it's you.
I'm going to make my my fate roll. So when you are incapacitated, that happens when your damage equals your health score. Creature will fall prone, and if it takes any damage while incapacitated, it dies. However, players become disabled and make fate rolls. Fate rolls, you roll 1d6. On a 1, the character starts dying. On a 6, you heal 1 damage and become impaired for 1 minute. So after 3 consecutive rounds, you are still disabled. You become unconscious for 1 die 3 hours and stop making fate rolls. At the end of this time, you heal 1 damage and become impaired. If at the end of the round you're dying, you roll a d6. On a 1, you die. On a 6, you become disabled. So let's see how this goes. All right, that is a 3, so no effect. So four continues to simply stay completely solid, stoic, not moving.
All right, what do you guys want to do?
To the one that is not pinned down, I'm going to say, Hey, I taste better than that metal thing. And I'm going to attack it with my dagger for 18. Yeah. Okay. And it is going to do 1 point of damage.
Ah, it lives to tongue another day. So, do you have anything else you want? Oh, no, that was it.
I do want to taunt it and try and get its direction towards me. And look at it with me.
It seems very single-minded.
Fuck.
Is there a way for me to tell which one of them looks more injured?
Well, to you? Well, they both look like they're on their last legs. They're just like, the tongues are intact. But okay. there's a shitload of blood and just this feces all over the ground. And now there's like... Now it's like all over Four's legs because he just slammed that one into the puddle of like the blood feces, and it's just splashing. It's not a good. It's just not good.
Gross.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, you cast the spell. I'm just.
Terrell points a finger at the one that's not pinned down, and just says Shahir Anak, and he casts magic dart at him again.
Nice.
4 points of damage.
Do you want to flavor this at all? Because you do kill it.
The dart flies out of his finger, and that tongue is just flapping all around. And he manages to cut the tongue right in half, and the tongue falls to the ground kind of flopping, and the rest of the creature just kind of withers and falls over.
Yes. Nice. Perfect. Yeah, it crumples into that same... And it's just blood leaking from the severed tongue, pitifully. Michael, could you refresh our memory about when you become an object as a clockwork?
Yes. So, as a clockwork, when I become incapacitated, or roll a 0 or lower on an attack or challenge, I become an object and must be wound up by another. So at this moment, I, much like a dead creature in the game, they also become an object. Like, you can't just heal them. So my key would have to be turned before I would be able to be healed.
But are you not enticing now? Or are you just cold?
I believe it's as almost if my life force gets, like, cut off because I have no power.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
So I just become a thing. It's like, but I don't know, mechanically, I don't know how it is in the game, if I'm still aware of things, or if I just can't move, if I just can't move, right, if I'm paralyzed, or if I literally just turn into a statue, a solid object, until that key gets turned again, and I regain my faculties.
I've always liked to think that, yes, you do are aware, you just, it's like the connection between the soul that's inside of you and the mechanics has been severed, like that magical connection gets severed.
All right, I like that then, let's do that.
So this thing, you're an object, this thing can't do much. I mean, it's got you grabbed, its tongue is slamming up against you, but you're not a living thing anymore. So it's not grabbing hold of you and just can't. And Torell and Eva, you see this thing desperately trying to pierce into Four's body, but its tongue just keeps ding, 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 impossibly fast, just shooting out and just slamming up against the side. It's on its last legs. End it. Just tell me how you end it. It's not going anywhere. It's got an object holding it down into a puddle of fecal blood.
Eva sees that this creature is on its last leg and that she can take it out. She takes out her ceremonial dagger and she slices her hand with it so that it's bleeding, and grabs the pommel with a bloody hand and goes and slices at it. And it's happening.
You just got, you know what? You just have to beat a 5.
Okay. I do want to roll.
Because it's completely immobilized.
Because I rolled a 7. Okay. All right. And with the bloody hand, she slashes it right through in the neck. And she says, "Mighty Demon Lord, I offer this to you. Save me. Save me from hell."
Tales of Blood and Stone is played using the Shadow of the Demon Lord system by Schwalb Entertainment. For more information, delve into the darkness at schwalbentertainment.com. If you enjoyed the music you heard during this episode, head over to battlebards.com for even more.